Rashi in the Parsha quotes one of the most famous statements from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva categorizes the pasuk of V'ahavta l'recha kamocha as ze klal gadol b'Torah. That loving thy neighbor, loving your friend, is a fundamental principle of the entire Torah. Ze klal gadol b'Torah. And this phrase encapsulates all the mitzvahs that are ben adam l'chaveiro. It sums up all of our interactions, our relationships with friends and peers and neighbors and family. This is the one item that Hillel taught that ger while standing on one foot. This represents the singular foundation upon which all of Torah rests. Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha, ze klal gadol b'Torah. It's quite perplexing, however, in light of what happened to Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students, of whose tragic deaths we are currently mourning during Sfir. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis Mebeis explains that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva perished because of the abysmal disrespect they had for one another. Shelo nagu kavod zeh bazeh. They didn't show proper respect. So how is it possible then that there was such a great discrepancy between the Rebbe and the Talmidim? Rabbi Akiva dedicated his entire life. He spent his entire life preaching that loving your neighbor, loving your fellow Jew, ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha, is one of the most fundamental, foundational beliefs of Yiddishkeit. And yet his students did not follow his lead. They did not follow his messaging and core belief system. Where was the disconnect? Where was the divide between Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim? The Shem Shmuel explains that that every person has a certain skill or talent that makes him better than his friend or her better than her friend. No one perfect person is perfectly complete in all areas, but he does excel in an area that others don't. Everyone has unique strengths and capabilities. Matching person to person, each individual on each side of the table will possess at least one quality or ability greater than his counterpart. There's always something that you have better than someone else. Each limb of ours can accomplish that which the other limb cannot. Our feet can't accomplish that which our hands can, and our hands cannot accomplish that which our feet can. And yet they don't show respect to each other. They're all part of the same body. It's the same person, the same goof. They're all working for the same team. It's a uniform effort, part of one being. They don't respect each other. So too, we as a nation, we're ish echad lev echad. We are one unified nation. There's no need to express respect one to another. We're the same person. We're the same body within the same neshama, which is a beautiful idea. But this was their very mistake, explains the Shem Shmuel. Each tzaddik, each person in this world, lives in his own bubble, lives in his own small microcosm, his own world. Granted that communally, we are one united nation. But as individuals, we live our own unique life, our own family, our own children, our own house. We live in our own unique world. We possess unique abilities and skill sets. Therefore, says the Shem Shmuel, mutual respect is essential and necessary. Yes, we're one great nation, but we're also many great people. And you have to respect the other people. I would like to make my own suggestion, somewhat the opposite of the Shem Shmuel. There's a difference between respect and love. There's a difference between kavod and ava. There's a difference between honor and affection. We love people who are just like us. We love those who share our viewpoints. Yankee fans love Yankee fans. Met fans love Met fans. Republicans love Republicans. Democrats love Democrats. We love those who share common interests. That's ava. That's love. Kavod, on the other hand, is respecting those who are different. Those who do not share our outlook on life. Those who do not share our political views. Those who do not root for the same sports teams. Those with whom you do not share common ground. Showing kavod, showing respect to others. Rabbi Akiva preached love. Rabbi Akiva spent his life, V'ahavta l'recha kamocha zeklal gadol b'Torah. He taught his Talmidim how to love people. And the Talmidim learned the lesson of love. They learned the lesson of ahava, of affection. They learned how to love those who are similar to them. But they never learned the attribute of respect. They never learned how to respect differences. This was the discrepancy. This is what led to their downfall. So we must ask the question then, why didn't Rabbi Akiva teach the lesson of respect? Why didn't he teach them kavod? Why did Rabbi Akiva only teach them the love and ahava and affection? Why did he only teach them v'ahavta l'recha kamocha? And the answer is that he did. You see, Rabbi Akiva did teach a lesson of respect. It was taught within the same message of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Also, was teaching the lesson of respect. Kavod is utilized when respecting those who are different than you. Those who are on the other team. Those who dress differently, act differently, think differently. But it's only relevant to employ respect if you actually see a difference between you and someone else. Rabbi Akiva taught us that there are no differences. We are all one and the same. We are ki'ish echad b'lev echad. When you focus on how similar we are and how we are part of one great nation, then the differences become trivial. Respect becomes unnecessary. But the moment you feel need to employ respect, then you're missing the boat. I need to respect him because he's different. So you need to show respect when you see differences. Rabbi Akiva says, don't see differences. See him and her as being on the same side as you, in the same corner of the ring. Once you see the v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, there are no differences anymore. There are no differences and no need for respect. We learn from Rabbi Akiva that respect is not necessary, only love is. When you love your friend like you love yourself, you appreciate his or her greatness, you realize that we are all playing on the same team. We should be zocha that through our love, our care, and our affection, that our nation unites, and the sinas chinam be removed from this world, and the day should come soon that all of Sfira is no longer a period of mourning, but instead a period of great joy and happiness, celebration, and love. Have a wonderful Shabbos.